This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel conducted airstrikes and ground operations Thursday in its campaign to eliminate the Hamas militant group in the Gaza Strip, while the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said an Israeli airstrike killed 14 people. The health ministry said the Israeli strike happened in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza, and the dead included 9 children. Israel did not directly comment on the strike, but reported carrying out an airstrike in Khan Yunis that killed 3 militants who tried to plant a bomb. The Israeli military said its ground forces killed 2 other militants in a nearby building. Israel also reported Thursday new strikes against Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon and new cross-border launches coming from Lebanon towards Israel. The head of Israel's intelligence agency, Mossad, has vowed to hunt down Hamas members a day after a senior Hamas figure was killed in a strike in Beirut. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the funeral of a former Mossad head in central Israel, Israeli intelligence agency chief David Barnea said, "Every Arab mother should know that if her son participated directly or indirectly in the massacre of October the 7th, he will bear responsibility." The comments come a day after Saleh Haruri, the deputy head of the Palestinian militant group, was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. In a speech Wednesday evening, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah promised revenge, saying Haruri's killing will not go without response and punishment. But he left the audience guessing as to when and in what form. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East this week as Israel's war with Hamas approaches its 3-month mark. Reuters news agency, citing a senior U.S. official, reported Blinken will depart Thursday for the Middle East, including a stop in Israel and Turkey. Blinken is heading to the region amid intense diplomatic efforts to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. South Korean and U.S. militaries have held joint firing exercises over the last 2 weeks, featuring over 100 pieces of military equipment, such as South Korean K-1A2 tanks and U.S. A-10 jets. South Korea's defense ministry said the exercise first began December 29th and ended Thursday with the last round of firing drills. The ministry said in a statement the exercise was designed to perfect and strengthen the ability to conduct joint operations in extreme weather. U.S. company commander Corey Maserati told the Associated Press the exercise was designed to demonstrate the effectiveness of the joint forces.
The meaning behind today's training is to demonstrate the ability for U.S. forces and ROK Army forces to effectively conduct combined arms operations.
ROK, or ROK, refers to the Republic of Korea, the former name of South Korea. South Korea and U.S. have dramatically increased the scale and intensity of joint drills in the past year amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, as North Korea has tested both long-range ballistic missiles and tactical weapons designed to strike targets in the South Pacific. Former U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse the decision by the western U.S. state of Colorado's top court to disqualify him from the state's Republican primary ballot for engaging in insurrection in connection with a January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack by his supporters, where his correspondent Diane Tu reports.
In their court filing, Trump's lawyers questioned the Colorado ruling, which involved a provision in the Constitution barring anyone who engaged in insurrection from holding public office. They said the question of presidential eligibility is reserved for Congress, not state courts, and argued that the provision does not apply in this case anyway because the U.S. president is not a public officer. The petition places a politically explosive case before the nation's highest judicial body, where half of the conservative majority are Trump appointees. The justices' action will shape a wider effort to disqualify Trump from other state ballots. That includes Maine, where Trump is also appealing a decision by a top election official there to ban him from the state's primary vote.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reporting. NATO and Ukrainian officials are set to meet next week to discuss Russia's air campaign against Ukraine, which has included large waves of attacks since the start of the year. NATO spokesperson Dylan White said Thursday NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg would convene the NATO-Ukraine Council January 10th following recent Russian military missile and drone attacks. Ukrainian officials have pushed for allies to bolster the country's air defenses, while Russia used daily missile and drone attacks to target Ukrainian cities. Two of the most active nights of Russian attacks have taken place during the past week, including dozens of missiles and drones targeting the capital, Kyiv. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.